Thing. Welcome to the April meeting of the Virginia Marine Resources Commission. 9:32 for the record here. We have a long and varied agenda for the day. If there's a matter on the agenda that you wish to address the commission on here, there'll be an opportunity. Just raise your hand. I'll call you forward here. If there's something on your mind here that's not on the agenda, there's a public comment period around the noon hour, and you're happy to listen to whatever you have to say because if it's important to you, it's important to us. Let's start today here with a pledge of allegiance led by Tony Watkinson and an invocation by Mr. Commissioner Erskine. All right.
Take the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to gather here today at the Marine Resources Commission. Allow us to responsibly and respectfully discuss these issues, come up with sound decisions to move forward with our marine resources. Protect us as we travel home this afternoon and this evening. Amen.
Mr. Watkinson, Chief O'Reilly, are there any changes to the agenda?
No changes, but I do want to let you know that we have received a request from 6M LLC, which is item 5, by the applicant and the attorney to defer that item. And I think we will need to review that when we get to item 5 on the agenda.
Deferred until a particular time frame?
We did not mention a time frame. We can discuss that when we take that up to item 5.
Chief O'Reilly.
Yes, just recently the commission should have received a press release on the results from the 26th winter dredge survey completed by Maryland Department of Natural Resources and Virginia Institute of Marine Science. And I sent some information to you in your packets that were mailed to you or emailed to you, but we didn't have an agenda placed for it at the time. So today, I would recommend that after item 18, the recommendation from the Tropical Fishing Advisory Board, that Mr. Drist present the results of that survey to you. So that would be one change. And the other is, this is the second time that we've gone to a modified situation on the future public hearings. So really, item 19, 20, and 21 will just be one agenda item, and we'll go over the basis for the request for the public hearing all at the same time. So those would be the changes.
That makes sense.
Okay, thank you.
Heard the changes suggested the agenda. Does that meet with everyone's approval? All right. The agenda for the meeting is set. At this point, I'd like to swear in staff and anyone from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science who may be testifying here today. Do you hereby swear that the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you very much. Chief O'Reilly, you have a moment here for a quick introduction?
I just found the introduction right now.
Excellent.
And here she is. Fisheries Management Division was formed in 1984. Jennifer Farmer is only the fourth regulatory coordinator for the agency. This is a very valuable position. It's an intricate position. Mr. Grist and Jennifer and I went to Richmond last week to work with the register, and our take on that was, boy, oh boy, they really know what they're doing, and we want to make sure we know what we're doing. So we really welcome Jennifer. Jennifer's a 2011 graduate from Liberty and has some background in policy and politics and government. So we really do welcome her and hope she has a successful stay for a long time in the Virginia Marine Resources Commission.
Amen. Thank you, Jennifer. Welcome aboard here. We're very happy to have you, as the Chief says, for many, many years to come.
I do want to take just a brief time here to talk about our third regulatory coordinator, who was Betty Warren. Betty Warren retired on April 1st. Some of you may talk to her on the phone. She would not in any way have been here at your March meeting because she had a shyness still, which is somewhat admirable. But I do want to note that she worked for the agency for 26 and a half years, and I worked with her directly probably for about 20 of those years in various positions throughout the agency. And Betty was really a wonder. She wasn't afraid to tackle anything. She really worked hard. We gave her a very nice send-off. We had a nice luncheon for her. Ms. Hancock provided her with a certificate of appreciation, and even our old chief, Jack Travelstead, sent information on his congratulations and a testimony for Betty Warren's service, which Ms. Hancock read. So it really was a good affair, but I know you would want to know that a long run, now finally Betty can do some things she wanted to do. So thank you very much.
Yep. Betty was a great asset to the agency.